But you know what? The Lord doesn't care about football. He cares about you. Amen. Amen. I was just sharing last week, we were at Orlando with Moore Cirillo Ministries, and it wasn't a vacation, but it was. We were from 8 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock at night in meetings and encouragements. And so how many know that the pastor needs to be encouraged also, you know? You know, that we encourage one another in the faith. So I was asking the Lord, and I was seeking the Lord, and it was kind of interesting that from mighty men of God from all around the world, they're saying the exact same thing that the Lord placed in my heart to say, word for word. And we know that we're hearing from the Lord, and there were so many things that were affirmed, and we believe God at his word. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's a God that loves each and every one of us. He's a God that has a purpose and plan in every heart and every life. He's a God that when you gave your heart to him, he not only took residence within you, but he gave you gifts. He gave you special things that are for the benefit of others. Amen? So you're the carrier of something that someone else needs. Amen? And God didn't give everybody everything. He gave us all something. And it's kind of like we need him, but we also need one another also. And when I was thinking about this and looking at this, I was reminded in a situation with Jesus. And Jesus is, his friend Lazarus has died, and he's out there, but there's something that Jesus said right before he brought Lazarus up from the dead. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though we were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever believeth in me shall never die, believeth thou this. And what he was speaking about is not only a resurrection in the future, but living a resurrected life now. Amen. God wants us to be alive and active. Amen. So with this in mind, he took me to, I was looking at Ezekiel 37. So that's where we're going in our text today. I was looking at Ezekiel 37, and it's the valley of dry bones and dead bones. And the valley of the dry bones is a representation of Israel. And according to Romans 11, we've been grafted into the vine and to Israel. So it's a representation of us. And when I was looking at the picture, like that big skeleton, that skull that's up front, the problem is the skull or the heads are separated from other body parts. And I said, well, what are you saying, Lord? And he said, well, my apostles, my prophets, my evangelists, my pastors and teachers have separated themselves from the body. Amen? So life isn't flowing. Then he said, there's also gifts of the body. There's gifts of helps and governments and healings and miracles and that the believers and the body has. And they're not the ones, a leg that's slippery and the arms over here, and they're not united. They're not connected. And sometimes we get into this habit of just doing our own thing. But God called us as a body needing one another, that we actually are dependent on one another. And when one suffers according to God's word, we all suffer. And one rejoices, we all rejoice. Amen?
Amen.
Can I use this just as an example? Do you care? The devil hit her with an a seizure. She usually don't have seizures, right?
Not unless I'm drinking.
She doesn't drink anymore. So back when she was drinking. All right? They hit her with a seizure. Now, we're in the middle of a worship service. Why did the Lord allow her to be hit with a seizure in the middle of a worship service? Because the Holy Spirit came and touched her and healed her of that, so she doesn't have it anymore. It had to manifest itself so we could get it out. Hello? In other words, all things are working together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. So if we believe that, I have to look for the benefit. Lord, what were you trying to show? What were you trying to do? Speak to me, you know, so there's no confusion. God is a God of order, and he does things decently, and he does them in order. It reminds me, I'm just going to share with you. It reminds me early in the ministry when I planted a church, and I met at the Roarington Club. One Sunday morning, we're in the midst of a praise service. I have three nurses, RNs, that went to church with me there, and a nurse practitioner that went to church with me there. And during the service, there we have an elderly lady who was in the church that she died. Gave up her bodily fluids. I mean, she was dead. Amen. But what did God use it for? He brought her back to life and kicked off the ministry. That woman lived in Charlottesville, and that woman, she just went home to be with the Lord. It was like 15 years later, she just went home to be with the Lord. Amen. And I went over and released her to the Lord. Amen. Over that thing. All right. But she faithfully supported this church all those years. All right? She never missed her time. She never missed her giving. She supported this church. God used it in a magnificent way. Amen? And we were just kicking off the ministry. So, guys, God's always about signs, wonders, and miracles. We serve a God that's alive. Amen? And if we don't believe he's alive, then we're going to stay in our muck. We're going to stay in our funk. Amen? But the Lord wants to deliver. So what he wants to do, and what he was speaking to us about, is the value of connecting the body parts. Amen? So the prophet says he prophesied, and bone came to bone. I mean, there was a connection that was made. Amen? So with that in mind, I want to take you to Ezekiel chapter 37. And I'm going to build the message off of these two verses. And verse number 13. And he says, you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I am the Lord. I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. Today I want to talk to you this morning about life to the fullest. Life to the fullest. God desires to indwell, to instill, and to impart. Amen? I. Are you ready? You ready for what the Lord has for us? Can we lift our word together? Can we come in agreement together? Repeat after me, say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I'm listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. Hallelujah. Father, we're so grateful today that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to do in this house today. You said it'll never return unto you void. So, Father God, I pray right now, Father God, Spirit of living God, speak through me. May the words that come out of my mouth come from you and not from me. May the words that come out of my mouth edify, exhort, and comfort every hearer in the room. And when all is said and all is done and everything is accomplished in this day, you will receive all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. You know, one thing about this is he spoke in there. He said, the Spirit in them. Amen. He shall put my spirit into you to indwell. Okay. Look at your neighbor and say, greater is the one that is in you than the one that is in the world. Amen. We have to recognize who's in us, and we have to give him preeminence so we can take authority over things ourselves. Amen. In John chapter 14, you have a note-taking section. I'll be all through the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Jesus said this in John 14, 17, my spirit will be in you, even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and is in you and shall be in you. He dwells with us. You know, it's something amazing that takes place in the body of Christ when people, the body starts praising and worshiping the Lord, and all of a sudden the presence of God inhabits the praises and worship of the people. All of a sudden the Spirit is just not in us, the Spirit is with us. Amen? You know, so he wants us to recognize the one that's in us. Amen? Look to your neighbor and say, greater is the one that's in me than he that's in the world. Amen? The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 8, we're building to go somewhere. Amen? Yeah. You build a house and then you put the roof on it, all right? You don't fill the inside up until you fill that, get the outside work done, okay? And verse number 9, it says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You either have the Spirit or you don't. There's no in between. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. To quicken comes from the Greek word zoupoio, and it means to make alive. Amen? God wants to get some action going on inside of you and I. Amen? In other words, he has given me something that someone else needs, but most of the time it needs to be activated. Amen? Hello? For example, if you ever built a house and you're needing temporary electric, you could put up the pole and you could put up the box, but until the power company comes and runs the line to the box, there's no power in that box. Amen? In other words, there's got to be a connection. And Father wants to make a connection. God wants to make a connection this day. I believe this is one of the most important days of each and every one of our lives. And God wants you to hear what he has to say. Because God is getting ready to do some things that you've never witnessed or you've never seen before. And it's going to be crazy to you. And you won't be able to flow with it unless you get in the game. Hello? So he says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, the Apostle Paul, he's writing to his student Timothy. Do we have any students in the room? Amen. Every time I read Timothy or one of the students, I take it as a lesson from a tutor to a student. He gives us instructions. In verse number 13, he says, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in you. Well, the good thing, one of the good things would be salvation. That's a good thing. But God has given good gifts to each and every one of us. And these good gifts are contained or kept by the Holy Ghost, which dwells in us. Amen. I don't know about you, but I have to get fired up. Sometimes my fire gets a little stinky. It's just smoking. And I got to get into the fire of the Lord. Amen. Not to burn anyone up, but to warm their hearts. Amen. God cares about you so much. And he cares what you're going through. He cares about what you're facing. There's nothing that passes his notice. And you're here with purpose. So first he says that, hey, the Spirit is indwelling in these dead bones to activate them. But it's also to instill something in each and every one of us. To instill is our second point here today. And to illustrate this, turn with me to John chapter 5. Jesus speaking. Verse 24. He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me have everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live." Now, there's two sides to this scripture. There's the present and there's the future. He didn't say the sound of the voice. He said the trumpet shall sound and the dead in Christ shall rise. So the voice that he's speaking about here is the voice of the Lord to activate the Spirit of God inside of us and the gift that he has instilled in us and multiple gifts so they become active in the body. Amen? Look at your neighbor and say, I need what you have. You need what I have. That means we need each other. And that's good for sisters, right? Hallelujah. To expound a little bit more on that, the Apostle Paul of the Church of Galatia, in Galatians chapter 2, probably one of the most profound statements. I find so many profound statements in the Word of God. Amen. But the Apostle Paul says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen? Look to your neighbor and say, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith. I live by faith. I live by faith. Faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. For they that come to God must believe he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Amen? He wants to instill something in you and I. So look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Why do you think the pastor has you speaking the word? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Amen? Amen. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 11, for we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. And it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. I've got to crucify my flesh daily. Amen? That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Amen? Jesus won't manifest himself in you and I when we're in his way. So if I'm going to say, it's no longer I that liveth, but it's Christ that liveth in me, amen? In other words, I got to die to my will and to what I'm desiring to seek his will. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen? So we're actually putting this to practice, right? We're practicing what we're preaching. Amen? You know, sometimes the Lord gives me some messages, for example, and I'm not even allowed to bring these messages yet because I haven't put them to full practice yet. Hello? So the Spirit indwells in us to instill and also to impart. With this in mind, turn with me to Isaiah chapter 48. Are you with me? Verse number 15, The prophet Isaiah said this, I, even I, have spoken, yea, I have called him, I have brought him, and he shall make his way prosperous. Come ye near unto me, ye hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was, there am I, and now the Lord God and his Spirit have sent me. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which leadeth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Amen. Amen. We're never, and we're always shown in our direction. I always love that scripture where we seek the Lord while he may be found. We call him when he's near. Amen. And he's near here today. Amen. He's near here today. God's here to meet you right where you're at. But he loves you so much, he's not going to leave you in that state. Amen. How many know that God takes us from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of God? Amen. Amen. So he says to us in John chapter 6, going back to Jesus again, the life giver. John 6, 63. Jesus said this, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. It is the Spirit that bringeth life. The flesh profiteth nothing. Look at your neighbor and say, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen? In other words, God's Spirit, God's Word has come to bring us life. He said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believeth me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that believeth me shall never die. Amen? I don't know about you, but God wants you and I to have Zoe life. He wants us to have the abundance of life. Amen? Are you with me still? So, look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Back to 2 Corinthians. And I'll kind of get ready to sum this up. Verse number 13. We having the same spirit of faith. Does anybody have the spirit of faith in here? You see your hands. Come on, stand up high. Amen. Spirit of faith. You got spirit of faith? Amen. We having the spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Amen. God's got words that are inside of you. You know, God's called prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers and apostles and gifts of helps and governments and tongues and interpretation of tongues and healings and diverse miracles. Amen. All these gifts are to be operating in the body of Christ. Amen. And you know, some of you are sitting here with the gift, but you just won't let it go. You're kind of scared. But God says this. I didn't give you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. Anytime I'm going and acting according to the word of God, it's the wisest thing there is in the world. It comes directly from the Creator. Man didn't create this. That's why he says to you and I, what Proverbs says, that the Word of God says this, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. With all you're getting, get understanding. Amen? And what God wants you to understand is how valuable and how important you are. Because the adversary is trying to steal your value and trying to steal your worth. And he's a liar and he's the father of all lies. Amen? Are you with me? Am I preaching to myself or is it somebody hearing this today? Amen. So he says to us in closing, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 7. The word of God says, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you until the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I don't want to stand before Jesus and he shows me all these pictures of people that he placed around me and I had their answer. I had the gift they were looking for. I had the thing that they were seeking. I'm not here to put a guilt trip on you, but I'm just saying what the word says. He says that when I come behind and no gift, waiting on the coming of the Lord, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you be blameless in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So in closing today, what is he saying to us? He sent his word here to, and his spirit to indwell, to instill, and to impart. But he doesn't stop there. Amen. He wants us to interact. He wants us to put to practice the gifts that he has given us. Until you die and go with the Lord, he is not finished with you. Hello? Hello? God has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of our lives. Sometimes we get this mentality, well, that's for the young folk. No! God's called us to be the elders and the spiritual leaders, and we've got to arise to the occasion. Amen? We're leading an army as a great army for the end time. So if what the Father was talking about today was coming together in unity. You know, he reminded me what the psalmist said in Psalms 133. He said, how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the ointment or the oil that flowed from the head to the beard, to the shoulder, to the skirts. And there the Lord invoked the blessing that God is here to bless you today. God is here to meet you right where you're at. He loves you. And he's not going to change his mind concerning you. And in Ezekiel chapter 37, verse number 10, the word of God says this, in the third or fourth close. I don't know what it is. He said, so I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood upon their feet in exceeding great army. So in closing today, if you're hearing what the Lord is saying, I prophesied the word over you. I spoke the word over you. Now God's calling for you to respond. If you hear the word and you're ready to react by faith, would you please just stand? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can you lift your hands with me to heaven? Father, I thank you for every servant that you place in this house today, knowing that the Spirit of God dwells in each and every one of them, that you instilled gifts within each and every one, that the word was imparted, Father God. But now, Father God, we're praying for a Holy Ghost activation. Father, I pray right now by the Spirit of God, any gift that's been laying dormant, I pray it activated by the Holy Ghost. I pray for the gifts that have been laying to be stirred, Father God, that the call of God is irrevocable and it does not change. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And today, Father God, we say your servants, we're here, Father God. Ask him to pour out fresh upon you today. Just in your own words, just ask him to pour out freshly upon you today. a fresh breath upon them, Father God. A fresh breath, Father God. Father, I bind right now the spirit of fear. I speak Holy Ghost boldness, Father God. I speak Holy Ghost boldness to come out of shells. And the time is short, Father God. And that you said that you would activate them. That you would put your hand upon them. And you would use them in such a way they never thought they could be used. So I praise you and I give you glory, Lord, for each one. For each one's value, for each one's worth. For the call of God that's on each and every one of them. So we're going to consummate this today. We're going to consummate this with your body and your shed blood and communion. But not only that, when you were wounded for our transgressions, when you were bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. Father, I thank you for healing that's taking place, that's going to take place here today. Deliverance from the captive, Father God, the opening of prison doors. To set at liberty them that are bruised, Father God. Because it's all about you. So would you join me around the altar today? I don't have a sense to ask if anybody needs Jesus. I think everybody in the room knows Jesus. So would you come around the altar today?